This is quite the morning for us, because this is the last program that the Musers will do from our Musers COVID-free bunker.
Oh, about
this
that.
Is an honest go around for me.
When the pandemic broke in March of 2020 and everybody started working from home, all of us at The Ticket did the same and set up home studios. And some of the shows were in their own homes and not seeing each other, but three of us wanted to still be able to see each other. And
we loved each other
breaks.
Too much.
Right. And so Gordo, out of the goodness of his dumb old heart, set up this Musers COVID-free bunker for us.
So COVID-free.
And many, many thanks for doing this. It's been a great place to broadcast from. In fact, we're the last ones to go back to the studio, and we'll return on Monday morning, but we're the last ones because we like the bunker so much.
That's right.
The bunker's been great.
I know. Yeah, but it's time to be torn down.
Yeah, detonate it. That's what we'll do.
Yep, we're going to get Roger Staubach out, and he's going to detonate this place.
Yeah, Gordo said we can set up in this bunker, and I've got desks for all of us and radio equipment, because you oddly have always had lots of high-end radio equipment and microphones and things like that and a board. And
he's been lifting it from the station for the last 20 years.
Yeah. I just have to steal a little bit at a time so they never notice it.
This used to be Studio C at
yes, this
at
is
the
an,
ticket.
An exact reproduction of our talk studio from about 7 years ago.
And he said, you know, we'll socially distance, and we've got paper towels and hand sanitizer and all of that, and it'll just be the three
air
of
filters.
Us. Air filters. You put air filters in here. So really,
so high tech.
Triple kudos to you for setting up a really great, comfortable place that we don't really want to leave. But we also know that now that our CEO, the great Mary Berner, has opened it up for everybody to come back into the station, at least on the programming side. And then I think by July, everybody is welcome back, especially if they've been vaccinated. And we've all been vaccinated. George and I have complete coverage. Gordo has partial J&J coverage.
Come on.
He's kind of covered.
We feel like it's safe enough to return to the studio, but I'm going to miss the bunker.
I know.
Yeah. It's been great.
It's going to be sad, but it served its purpose. None of us got COVID.
Nope. That's right.
And I would have predicted that at least one of us would have gotten COVID.
Yes.
Because especially after a few of the talk show hosts, got diagnosed with it, I thought, you know, it's just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Percentage wise, but it worked out. The ticket was not ravaged.
I was a little teary eyed driving into the bunker this morning. I'm
Were
looking
you?
Forward to getting back to the studio, but I'm going to kind of miss the routine here.
I know.
Yeah, it's been good.
It'll probably be about 2 weeks in to going back to the studio, and we're going to be like, yeah. This is a beating.
Wear sunglasses.
Oh, that's what I hear. Yeah. Yeah, see, they've redone the studio since we've been
in it.
That's
right.
Does it have a dimmer switch?
It does, but even on the lowest setting, it's not great. So get ready.
I think that's better than almost complete darkness, which is how that studio used to be lit.
I don't know. People have complained more about the harsh lighting than they have about the darkness.
So, Sean, when it seems like everybody up there is complaining about it, does that not mean anything? Like, is the workplace environment not taken into consideration by the people who could adjust the lighting?
I mean, we didn't know this was going to happen. This just was thrust upon us, I guess. But, you know, it's look, Fernando loves it because, I don't know, I guess he's blind or something because he needs like a million watts
in there. Hey, Sean, you're just a complainer. That's all.
When you get older, you need more light.
You're just a complainer.
I guess so.
You do need more light when you get older.
Yeah. And that was my biggest complaint about the old studios, that especially if like one bulb went out, all of a sudden the whole studio just seemed like a cave.
Well, is that an answer, Sean? Could you just remove a couple of bulbs or is it?
No.
Okay.
No, they're big panels, and it's very bright. I literally turn my lights out in this room every day so I can like have a normal amount of lighting.
He's such a delicate flower.
I really am, man.
Well, all right. We'll size that up Monday when we get back in. So if everybody up there is vaccinated, is anybody still wearing a mask, or is the mask policy kind of gone at work?
We still have to wear it in the hallways.
Okay.
That's a rule, or is that just what people are doing?
I think that they would prefer us to do that.
That's a rule.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Don't quite understand the rule, but it is a rule.
So do they have all the snowflake rules posted up there, or is it just...
No, you just have to memorize them? You just have to wear a mask outside the studio. That's okay. The only rule you need to know.
Do you guys have any hesitation about returning to the studio? Or do you think it's time, buddy?
I think it's time. I really
do. George is raring to go.
Some of us never left.
What's that?
Some of us never left.
I know.
It is on.
It's on. All right, George, how are you going to respond to that?
Well, it's true.
Because it got point Sean.
No, Sean just posterized you.
Totally.
We're not playing a tennis match here or something. No, I am. I miss seeing people. I mean, nothing against you guys. I like seeing you guys every morning, but it'd be nice to see some other people, too.
That's your opinion.
There aren't many people to see up here.
Ooh, Fernando just posterized
you. Oh, my gosh, George.
Posterizing anybody.
No, I don't mean that in a sarcastic way. There just aren't many people up here.
Yeah, so on the sales and management side, there's nobody in yet?
There's no one in sales, and there are some of the program directors that are in.
Production people, maybe.
Production people, yeah.
And I think sales about to start coming back, too, because they reworked their
July
area. Wow, not until July. Okay.
Yeah, that was Mary Berner's big email to the company that I guess you two didn't see.
I saw it. I just didn't retain it, I guess.
Yeah, it was July. Everybody's invited back, and then maybe September, everybody must be back, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that, but I also have talked to some people in sales who act like they're going to be back like next week.
Well, the cubicles are up, but there are no chairs in there. It's not completely done yet. The target date is July 6th.
Okay.
Is our locker room area still the same?
Yeah.
Because we in the talk show side of things, we don't have desks. We have little lockers like you have in high school.
Yeah, nothing was blown up. It just was spruced up.
Everybody should know, and especially during the summer when I'm wearing shorts, I come to work in shorts with a backpack and go to my locker just like high school.
Yeah.
I never had a locker. I don't have one.
Pretty sad.
You never got a locker?
I never got one. By the time I got around to getting it, they were all taken.
Really?
Now, maybe there's some empty ones up there now, but no, I never even got a locker.
And I bet you haven't missed it.
Not really.
I love my locker. I don't know that I remember the combination. It's been over a year since I've used it. Seriously, I don't know. I may be locked out.
I'm the same way. I'm not sure I use my locker anymore. I must, though, right? Because where was I putting my headphones?
Where were you putting your headphones?
I don't know. I can't remember my routine that I had there for 15 years because it's been a year and a half.
Can you believe it's been 15 months that we've been in the bunker?
I didn't think we'd be in here this long.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I know. Time's all messed up right now. It seems like
it's all messed up.
3 months. Sometimes it feels like it has been maybe 2 years since we've been here.
So I asked Gordo yesterday, do you want us to stay after the show and help kind of pack up this equipment or store it or break it down, whatever you're going to do? And then I thought, God forbid, there's another crazy variant surge.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I can't blow this place up.
Right. What if we need it in 2 months? Do you just kind of leave it as it is for a month or two?
Yeah.
I don't think we will. I think we're okay, but what if? Do you guys feel deep in your belly that we'll be back in the bunker at any point?
I think I guess there's a possibility.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're totally out of this yet.
I mean deep in your belly.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm so gun-shy in making predictions now with this whole Mavericks-Clippers thing that I just don't know.
I think that there's a possibility, but I think it's so small that it's not worth preserving the bunker.
Just blow it up. Yeah, we need to at least seal the entrance to the bunker so that nobody can get in.
Yeah, that's the thing is we're going to put a big boulder in front of the entrance to the cave that leads down into the bunker. And then we have to, of course, walk through the area where the spears come out of the walls and shoot at you, and then where you have to walk in the pattern of Jesus' name or God's name. This is an Indiana Jones reference. Do people still remember that movie?
No, obviously not.
It's not that recent.
We were around for that movie and don't even
remember. Thank you, Jer. Like, I still see references to it in more recent cartoons. There'll always be an Indiana Jones reference to it visually.
I don't know about that. I don't remember SpongeBob doing some sort of big tribute to Indiana Jones.
I bet you they have. I bet you there's been a nod to Indiana Jones somewhere in there.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I'll believe you.
All right.
Well, happy last day in the bunker. It's going to be very sad at 10:01 when we walk out of here. We're not going to see the bunker again, but it'll be good to get back into the studio Monday morning. We'll all be back at the mothership. I can't believe it.
All
right, coming up next,